Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The United States ambassador to Israel has called for the temple to be rebuilt this year in Jerusalem. That's the headline. Wiki Medad comes to explain what the ambassador said in just a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The U.S. Ambassador David Friedman made this statement this year in Jerusalem. And the understanding by those who really understand what he was saying is that he wants the temple, and he was calling for the temple, the Jewish temple, to be built this year in Jerusalem.
Well, Jimmy, it might not surprise you, but I was present at the event. It was held actually at what we call in Hebrew Binyanei HaUmah, the International Conference Center, and he was echoing a very strong Jewish phrase. We say it at the end of the Passover Seder, that next year in Jerusalem. It could be interpreted as saying the temple, but I think he was saying that very simple, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel because it is the capital of the Jewish people. That's where the temple was and will be. That's where our sovereignty is and will be. Actually, Jimmy, it's the first time in history that an American embassy in Jerusalem was the location for the Independence Day celebration of the United States. And so when Ambassador Friedman said next year in Jerusalem, I am in full agreement with him that next year, again, we should have the embassy event celebrating America's independence in the sovereign capital of the state of Israel. Maybe by then we might have a temple, maybe not, but I'm sure that whatever, we still will have an American embassy in Israel's capital, Jerusalem.
Wiki Medad explaining what he thinks the U.S. ambassador to Israel actually meant about the temple being rebuilt in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. On the 4th of July celebration in Jerusalem, the U.S. Ambassador David Friedman did say, "This year in Jerusalem," which is actually referring to the rebuilding of the Jewish temple and the desire of the Jewish people for their temple to be rebuilt. Let me remind you that all preparations have been made for that temple to be rebuilt. But please remember that the next temple is the temple for the tribulation period. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, will come to earth in the future to build the millennial, the kingdom temple. That's Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12. And then the Messiah will rule and reign from that temple forever. Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 13. Jews praying for the temple is biblical. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...